Under the Blood, a pulpit prayer of Charles Spurgeon. Jehovah our God, we thank you for leaving on record the story of your ancient people. It is full of instruction to ourselves. Help us to take its warning to avoid the faults into which they fell. You are a covenant God, and keep your promises. And your word never fails. We have proved this to be so. Thus far we find that promise good, which Jesus ratified with blood. But as for ourselves, we are like Israel of old, a fickle people, and we confess it with great shame. There are days when we take the timbrel, and we sing with Miriam to the Lord who triumphed gloriously. And yet, we grieve to say it, not many hours after, we are thirsty and we cry for water and we murmur in our tents. The brackish marah turns our heart and we are grieved with our God. Sometimes we bow before you with reverence and awe when we behold your Sinai, altogether on a smoke. But there have been times when we have set up the golden calf, and we have said of some earthly things, "These be your gods, O Israel." We believe with intensity of faith and in doubt, with the horribleness of doubt, Lord. You have been very patient with us. Many have been our provocations. Many have been your chastisements. But your strokes are fewer than our crimes, and lighter than our guilt. You have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Blessed be your name. And now fulfill that part of the covenant in which you have said, "A new heart also will I give you, and a right spirit will I put within you. I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me." Hold us fast, and then we shall hold fast to you. Turn us, and we shall be turned. Keep us, and we shall keep your statutes. Cry to you that we may no more provoke you. We beg you rather to send the serpents among us than to let sin come among us. Oh, that we might have our eye always on the brazen serpent that heals all the bites of evil. But may we not look to sin, nor love it. Let not the devices of Balaam and Abelak prevail against us to lead your people away from their purity. Let us not be defiled with false doctrine or with unholy living, but may we walk as a separated people of God and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Lord, we would not grieve your spirit. Oh, may we never vex you, so as to lead you in your wrath to say, "They shall not enter into my rest." Bear with us still for his dear sake, whose blood is upon us. Bear with us still, and do not send a destroying angel, as you did to Egypt. But again fulfill that promise of yours. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Just now may we be consciously passed over by the spirit of condemnation. May we know in our hearts that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. May we feel the peace-giving power of the divine absolution. May we come into your holy presence with our feet washed in the brazen laver, hearing our great high priest say to us, "You are clean, every whit." Thus made clean, may we draw near to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Further, our Heavenly Father, we come before you now washed in the blood, wearing a snow-white robe of Christ's righteousness. And we ask you to remember your people. Some are sore burdened. Lighten the burden or strengthen the shoulder. Some are bowed down with fear. Peradventure they mistrust. Forgive the mistrust and give a great increase of faith that they may trust you where they cannot trace you. The Lord remember any who bear the burden of others. Some cry to you day and night about the sins of the times. about the wanderings of your church. Lord, hear our prayers. We would bear this yoke for you, but help us to bear it without fearing so as to distrust you. May we know that you will take care of your own case and preserve your own truth, and may we therefore be restful about it all. Some are crying to you for the conversion of relatives and friends. This burden they have taken up to follow after Jesus in the cross bearing. Grant them to see the desire of their heart fulfilled. God, save our children and our children's children. And if we have unconverted relatives of any kind, Lord, have mercy upon them for Christ's sake. Give us joy in them, as much joy in them as Christians as we have had sorrow about them as unbelievers. Be pleased to visit your church. With your Holy Spirit, renew the day of Pentecost in our midst and in the midst of all gatherings of your people. May there come the downfall of the holy fire, the uprising of the heavenly wind. May manners that are now slow and dead become quick and full of life. And may the Lord Jesus Christ be exalted in the midst of his church, which is his fullness, the fullness of him that fills all in all. May multitudes be converted. May they come flocking to Christ with holy eagerness to find in him a refuge. As the doves fly to their dove cotes, we cannot leave off our prayer when we have prayed for your people. Though we have asked large things, we want you to look among the thousands and millions round about us who do not know you. Lord, look on the masses who go nowhere to worship. Have pity upon them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Give a desire to hear your word. Send upon the people some desire after you, God. Lord, take sinners in hand yourself. Oh, come and reach obstinate, obdurate minds. Let the careless and the frivolous begin to think upon eternal things. May there be an uneasiness of heart, a sticking of your arrows in their loins, and may they seek also the great physician and find healing this very day. Lord, you say, today if you will hear your voice, and we take up the echo, save man today, even today, bring them your spirit and power, that they may be willing to rest in Christ. Lord, hear, forgive, accept and bless, for the sake of Jesus, amen. The doubting soul, more particularly assisted in its inquiries as to the sincerity of its faith and repentance, as to the sincerity of its repentance and faith. Lord God, thou searchest all hearts and try the reins of the children of men. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Does not conscience, Lord, testify in your presence that my repentance and faith are such as have been described? Release it, it is my earnest prayer that they may be so. Come therefore, O blessed Spirit, who art the author of all grace and consolation, and work this temper more fully in my soul. Represent sin to mine eyes in all of its most odious colors, that I may feel a mortal and irreconcilable hatred to it. Or represent the majesty and mercy of the blessed God in such a manner that my heart may be alarmed, and that it may be melted. Smite the rock, that the waters may flow, waters of genuine, undissembled, and filial repentance. Convince me, O blessed Spirit, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Show me that I have undone myself, but my help is found in God alone, in God through Christ, in whom alone he will extend compassion and help to me, according to your peculiar office. Take of Christ and show it to me. Show me his power to save. Show me his willingness to exert that power. Teach my faith to behold him as extended on the cross with open arms, with a pierced, bleeding side, and so telling me in the most forcible language what room there is in his very heart for me. May I know what it is to have my whole heart subdued by love, so subdued as to be crucified with him, to be dead to sin, and dead to the world, but alive to God through Jesus Christ. In his power and love may I confide. To him may I without any reserve commit my spirit. His image may I bear. His laws may I observe. His service may I pursue. And may I remain through time and eternity a monument of the efficacy of his gospel and a trophy of his victorious grace. O blessed God, if there be anything wanting towards constituting me a sincere Christian, discover it to me and work it in me. Beat down every false and presumptuous hope, how costly soever that building may have been, which it is thus laid in ruins, and how proud soever may I have been of its vain ornaments. Let me know the worst of my case, be that knowledge ever so distressing. And if there be any remaining danger, let my heart be fully sensible of it, sensible while yet there is a remedy. If there be any secret sin yet lurking in my soul, which I have not sincerely renounced, discover it to me and rend it out of my heart, though I may have shot its roots ever so deep, and have wrapped them all around it, so that every nerve shall be pained by the separation. Tear it away, O Lord, by a hand graciously severe, and by degrees, yea, Lord, by speedy advances, go on and beseech you to perfect what is still lacking in my faith. Accomplish in me all the good pleasure of your goodness. Enrich me, O Heavenly Father, with all the graces of your Spirit. Form me to the complete image of your dear Son, and then for his sake, come to me, and manifest your gracious presence in my soul, till it is ripened for that state of glory, for which all these operations are intended to prepare it. Amen. A more particular view of the several branches of the Christian temper, by which the reader may be further assisted in judging what he is and what he should endeavor to be, taken from The Rise and Progress of Religion and the Soul by Philip Doddridge. When I consider the infinite importance of eternity, I find it exceedingly difficult to satisfy myself in anything which I can say to men where their eternal interests are concerned. I have given you a view, I hope I may truly say, a just as well as a faithful view of a truly Christian temper already. Yet, for your further assistance, I would offer it to your consideration in various points of light, that you may be assisted in judging what you are and what you ought to be. And in this I aim not only your conviction, if you are yet a stranger to real religion, but at your further edification, if by the grace of God you are by this time experimentally acquainted with it. Happy will you be, happy beyond expression, if you go on from one article to another. You can say, this is my temper and character. Happy in no inconsiderable degree if you can say, this is what I desire, what I pray for, and what I pursue in preference to every opposite view, though it be not what I have yet attained. Search then and try what manner of spirit you are of. And may the He that searches all hearts direct the inquiry, and enable you to so judge yourself, that you may not be condemned of the Lord. The following prayer, chiefly in scripture language, in which the several branches of the Christian temper are more briefly enumerated, in the order laid down above. Blessed God, I humbly adore you as a great Father of light, and the giver of every good and every perfect gift. From you, therefore, I seek every blessing, and especially those which may lead me to yourself, and prepare me for the eternal enjoyment of you. I adore you, It's a God who searches the hearts and tries the reins of the children of men. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. May I know what manner of spirit I am of, and be preserved from mistaking, where the error might be infinitely fatal. May I, O Lord, be renewed in the spirit of my mind. A new heart give me, and a new spirit put thou within me. Make me partaker of divine nature, and as he who has called me is holy, may I be holy in all manner of conversation. May the same mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. May I so walk, even as he walked. Deliver me from being carnally minded, which is death, and make me spiritually minded, since that is life and peace. And may I, while I pass through this world of sense, walk by faith and not by sight, and be strong in faith, giving glory to you, O God. May your grace, which has appeared to all men, and appeared to me with such glorious evidence and luster, effectually teach me to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live soberly, righteously, and godly. Work in my heart that godliness which is profitable to all things, and teach me by the influence of your blessed Spirit to love you, the Lord my God, with all my heart, and with all my soul, and with all my mind, and with all my strength. May I yield myself to you as alive from the dead, and present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your sight, which is my most reasonable service. May I entertain the most faithful and affectionate regard to the blessed Jesus, your incarnate Son, the brightness of your glory, and the express image of your person, though I have not seen him. May I love him, and in him, though now I do not see him, yet believing, may I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And may the life which I live in the flesh be daily by the faith of the Son of God. May I be filled with the Spirit, and may I be led by it. And so may it be evident to others, and especially to my own soul, that I am your child and an heir of future glory. May I not receive the spirit of bondage to fear, but the spirit of adoption, in which I may be enabled to cry, Abba, Father. May he work in me as a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind, so that I may add to my faith virtue. May I be strong and very courageous, and quit myself like a man and like a Christian in the work to which I am called, and in that warfare which I had in view when I listened under the banner of the great captain of my salvation. Teach me seriously to consider the nature of my own soul, and to set a suitable value upon it. May I labor not only or chiefly for the meat that perishes, but for that which endures to eternal life. May I humble myself under your mighty hand, and be clothed with humility, decked with the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. May I be pure in heart, that I may see you, God, mortify my members which are on the earth, so that if a right eye offend me, I may pluck it out, and if a right hand offend me, I may cut it off. May I be temperate in all things, content with such things as I have, and instructed to be so in whatever state I am. May patience also have its perfect work in me, that I may be in that respect complete, and lacking nothing. For me, Lord, I beseech you, to a proper temper toward my fellow creatures. May I love my neighbor as myself. and whatsoever I would that others should do to me, may I also do the same to them. May I put on meekness under the greatest injuries and provocations, and if it be possible, as much as lies in me, may I live peaceably with all men. May I be merciful, as my Father in heaven is merciful. May I speak the truth from my heart, and may I speak it in love, guarding against every instance of a censorious and malignant disposition, and taking care not to judge severely, as I would not be judged with a severity which you, Lord, know, and which mine own conscience knows, I would not be able to support. Entreat you to work in me all those qualifications of the Christian temper which may render it peculiarly acceptable and prove ornamental to my profession in the world. Renew a right spirit within me. Make me an Israelite indeed in whom there is no allowed guile. And while I feast on Christ as my Passover sacrifice for me, may I keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Make me, O Lord Almighty, an unchangeable God, steadfast and immovable, always abounding in your work, as knowing that my labor in the Lord shall not be finally in vain. May my heart be tender, easily impressed with your word and providence, touched with an affectionate concern for your glory, and sensible of every impulse of your Spirit. May I be zealous for you with a zeal according to knowledge and charity, and teach me in your service to join the wisdom of the serpent with the boldness of the lion, and yet the innocence of the dove. Thus render me by your grace a shining image of my dear Redeemer, and at length bring me to wear the bright resemblance of his holiness and his glory in that world where he dwells, that I may ascribe everlasting honors to him, and to you, Father of mercies, whose invaluable gift he is, and to your Holy Spirit, through whose gracious influence I would humbly hope I may call you my Father and Jesus my Savior. Amen. A humble supplication for the influences of divine grace to form and strengthen religion in the soul. Blessed God, I sincerely acknowledge before you my own weakness and insufficiency for anything that is spiritually good. I have experienced it 1,000 times, and yet my foolish heart would again trust itself and form resolutions in its own strength. But let this be the first fruits of your gracious influence upon it, to bring it to an humble distrust of itself and to a repose on you. Abundantly do I rejoice in the kind assurances which you give me of your readiness to bestow liberally and richly so great a benefit. I do therefore, according to your condescending invitation, come with boldness to the throne of grace, that I may find grace to help in every time of need. I don't mean to turn your grace into wantonness or perverseness, or to make my weakness an excuse for negligence and sloth. I confess you have already given me more strength than I have used, and I charge it upon myself and not on you, that I have not long since received still more abundant supplies. I desire for the future to be found diligent in the use of all appointed means, in the neglect of which I well know that petitions like these would be a profane mockery, and might much more probably provoke you to take away what I have than prevail upon you to impart more. But firmly resolving to exert myself to the utmost, I earnestly entreat to communication of your grace, that I may be enabled to fulfill that resolution. Be surety, Lord, to your servant for good. Be pleased to shed abroad your sanctifying influences on my soul, to form me for every duty you require. Implant every grace and virtue deep in my heart, and maintained a happy temper in the midst of those assaults from within and from without, to which I am continually liable while I am still in this world, and carry about with me so many infirmities, fill my breast with good affections towards you and towards my fellow creatures. Remind me always of your presence, and may I remember that every secret sentiment of my soul is open to you. May I therefore guard against the first risings of sin, and the first approaches to it, and that Satan may not find room for his evil suggestions. I earnestly beg, Lord, that you would fill my heart with your Holy Spirit, and take up your residence there, dwell in me, and walk with me, and let my body be the temple of the Holy Ghost. May I be so enjoined to Christ, my Lord, as to be one spirit with him, and feel his invigorating influences continually bearing on, superior to every temptation, and to every corruption, that while the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men utterly fail, may I so wait upon the Lord as to renew my strength, and may go on from one degree of faith and love and zeal and holiness to another, until I appear perfect before you in Zion, to drink in immortal vigor and joy from you. It's the everlasting fountain of both, through Jesus Christ my Lord, in whom I have righteousness and strength, and to whom I desire ever to ascribe the praise of all my improvements in both. Amen. Morning and Evening Prayer, 1856. John Macduff. Prayer for Pardoning Grace. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Gracious God, look down upon me this night in your great mercy. May I have now the inner sunshine of your presence. Before I retire to rest, let me pitch my tent near yourself and enjoy the tokens of your favor and blessing. Your loving kindness has been new to me every morning, and your faithfulness every night. I desire to render the thank offering of a grateful heart to you. My life is one wondrous attestation to your patience and forbearance. The kindness of the best earthly friend has been nothing to you. You might long before now have left me to reap the fruits of my own guilty estrangement, withdrawn your grace and spirit. I have so long resisted, executing against me the awful doom of the cumberer of the ground. But I am still spared, a living monument of mercy. Your ways are not as a man's ways, nor your thoughts as man's thoughts. O Father, I would seek anew this night to close with a sole sovereign remedy, Jesus. There is no other prop but you to support a sinking soul in a sinking world. There is nothing between me and everlasting destruction but your glorious work and finished righteousness. I rejoice to think that it is all I need, living or dying, for time and for eternity. O, blot out my many, many sins in your precious blood. Nothing in my own hands I bring. Simply to your cross I cling. Mercy and truth have met together there. Righteousness and peace have embraced each other, reposing in what you have done and what you are still willing to do. I can rejoicingly say, return unto your rest, O my soul. Bring me to live more habitually under the constraining influence of redeeming love, purchased at such a price. May I be willing freely to consecrate soul and body to your service. Let me feel that the bitterest of all trials is a forfeiture of your favor and love, and the loftiest joy is the assured possession of your gracious friendship. May my spirit be brought into blessed unison with yours. May I become more gentle and resigned and submissive and unselfish, more heavenly minded, more Savior-like. May I be led to regard all, even your darkest dealings with me here, as needful parts in your plan of stupendous wisdom. May I rest contented in the assurance that what I do not understand now, I shall know hereafter. Unite me to all my dear friends, and them to me, in the bonds of Christian love. Amid all the fluctuations of this mortal life, may we ever have grace given us to cleave to the Lord with full purpose of heart. Treading the same pilgrim journey, may we arrive at last at the same pilgrim home. I would retire to rest this night with my eye on the open fountain. Oh, give me that peace of yours, which the world knows nothing of, which the world cannot give. And blessed be God, which the world cannot take away. Abide with me, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. Give your angels charge over me during the unconscious hours of sleep, and when all my evenings and mornings shall be finished, may it be mine to awake with yourself in glory everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, my only Lord and Savior. Amen.